Hey, everyone. Welcome to the latest podcast episode. This is your host, Terry Knight, and I have a very, very special guest here. I'm very excited, pumped to talk to Lindsay Fleischauer from Shark Tank, guys. The one and only. She's killing it. She's a mother. She's an entrepreneur. She does it all, and I'm just excited to have you on today. So thank you so much, Lindsay.
Thank you for having me. Thank you.
So for a lot of folks out there who don't know who Lindsay is, we're just going to go down the list here, but just let everyone know like your upbringing, like who Lindsay is and where you're from. We'll go from there.
Sure. So I'm from Rockford, Illinois. I currently live in Naperville, Illinois, and I'm the middle child. And we grew up, I had a great upbringing. My parents are incredible. And I went to college at Northern Illinois University, and I was a theater major. And I tried to do a little bit with theater after college, and I ended up landing at my dad's company. He had a retail store fixture company that he worked his way up throughout his while we were little, up to being the CEO then. And he took over the business and grew it worldwide and just became an incredibly large company. And so I worked in different categories of the company, and landed my last position there was a national sales account manager, and I loved it. But sales is a lot of work. It's a lot. Mm-hmm. It's a lot of being on all the time, and and it's a lot. So I did that, and then when I had my first son, Landon, who's now six, which is crazy, that's kind of when the whole problem idea came about for the Totes Babies, but. That's kind of where that whole entrepreneurship started for me, was having an idea, and which came from having my first son, actually.
Yeah, exactly. And I think that's pretty cool because you mentioned Landon, he's six now. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, as a parent, because we're new to it, me and Mar, we have a 1-year-old just about, and it's difficult to shop with a baby, like with a cart and everything. So. Yeah. Kind of walk us through that process as far as when you had Landon and how that idea came about.
Sure. Yeah. So Landon was my first, and just like you were saying, I didn't know what I was doing. You know what I mean? He was my first son. He, I was kind of cooped up in the house. I want to just get out and about half the time and just make myself look nice, get him out, get some fresh air. And I took him to the grocery store to get groceries, like most people do. And I did not realize that the car seat fills up the whole shopping cart, where you can't really get anything. And I was like piling things on top of him. I felt awful. He's crying and I wanted to cry. I left the cart there and I came home and I'm like, that was terrible. You know, that was not fun at all. And I thought it would be kind of fun getting him out. I had him dressed cute, which I'm sure he spit up on it or something, but, And a light bulb kind of went off where, well, this is a real problem. I mean, honestly, it's more of just there needs to be something that can just be more simple and allow parents to just have full shopping cart access to get all of their groceries, not make two different trips, not have to do a whole Tetris game around the baby and the car seat, not balancing the baby on the shopping cart, which is so unsafe. I see that all the time and it completely goons me out, where they're just kind of like teetering the car seat on the shopping cart. So I had the idea and thought it should be something horizontal. You know, it should be something that safely keeps the car seat in. It should be super sturdy because my kids are big babies. Two of them were 10 pounds at birth. So they're big. So I needed it to be very, very sturdy. And I went to my dad, who holds over 40 patents in the retail store fixture industry. And so he just has that kind of just brain. We have very similar mindsets of kind of liking to think of, you know, solutions for things and think of new ideas. So we kind of sketched some things out. He did a way better sketch than I did. And from that point on, we kind of just went through the process, and there were a lot of downfalls. There were a lot of mistakes we made, but those all helped us get to where we are now.
It's pretty cool that you mentioned that, Lindsay, the mistakes that happened in between. A lot of us, like entrepreneurs, we go through that phase and then we just stop. We're like, oh, that's too hard. Like, I don't want to go through that. So what made you continue to go, even though you came through bumps and issues in between?
I think the thing with being an entrepreneur, and I think the thing with starting anything new, it's scary. And most people's brains just initially go to, this is scary. This is new. I'm not going to do it anymore. I'm going to go back to my safe space of not having to do something that makes me uncomfortable. I'm just going to kind of curl back into my shell, you know, like a turtle does, and just pretend like I wasn't trying, you know? So I think that once we made the decision that we're really going to do this, I was scared, very scared, because what are people going to think? What if this doesn't work? What if we're putting all this money in and my dad's believing in me and yada, yada, yada. I just had to laser beam focus on the day by day things, taking it literally one day at a time, and just knowing that the mistakes will get us to where we need to go. We will learn from the mistakes, which we have, and we still do every day. And if we didn't have mistakes, we wouldn't grow. So I think that's something that anybody starting anything new, whether it's becoming a realtor, starting a business, becoming a new parent, I mean, just knowing that there's no such thing as perfect, as much as, especially me as a mom, I try to make everything perfect. I want the perfect childhood. I want the perfect bedtime routine, the perfect business. And it's not realistic. It's more of just knowing that the mistakes will get you to where you want to go. And what did you learn from those mistakes? And I think that those takeaways can be huge, huge for any business, any new parent, anybody with any life situation, in my opinion.
Yeah, hands down, I agree. What were the issues you guys had in between developing that product?
I think just with baby products, it's a very, very tough category because you have to make sure everything is super safe. You have to make sure that it fits certain guidelines. I think it was just trying to find the right look, trying to have, you know, the right look of it, having the right, you know, safety testing we had to get done. We had to just going through the different prototypes. We went through a bunch of those, you know, different prototypes. What's the name going to be? I mean, there's so many different things. What's the logo going to be? You know, and we're lucky that we get along very well. My dad and I, we're both very different personality wise at times, but we balance each other out very well. So, if anybody ever gets into business with family, make sure you get along and make sure that you don't clash, because I can't imagine that probably happens often where people do clash, and we're lucky that we get along so well.
Yeah, that's so amazing, that father and daughter relationship. How many prototypes did you guys actually go through on hand before release?
You know, the first initial prototype was actually my dad went to Home Depot and got a retractable curtain rod, a drop cloth, and stapled it together. So that was literally a prototype, and I still have it in my office here somewhere. And it's just, and I think that's something too that people think, I have an idea, but it's so hard to get to that where it's actually a finished product. And if you think that way, then you're never going to get to the finished product. You have to honestly take it, like I said before, in little tiny chunks and take it day by day to, wow. And I wanted to make everything fun. Wow, this is our first prototype made from Home Depot, you know? And then now we get to look at that and keep that and look at our actual product that, you know, has been in retail and things like that and say, okay, these little prototypes we did got us to where we are. But I would say prototype wise, we probably went through like 5 or 6, which doesn't seem like a lot, but it is in the whole scheme of starting a new product.
Yeah, I bet. During those prototype phases, did you guys test out like a watermelon for the weight, or was it Landon, your son at the time, testing it out? Or
He was the tester for the, like, even the initial prototype, which was from Home Depot, I still call it a prototype, even though that wasn't made from the engineers, made from us. I went to Trader Joe's and moms were stopping me and asking me how I was getting all my groceries. Like, what is that thing? What is it? And I was like, okay, we're on to something. If this little, you know, I mean, you'd look at it and be like, what is that? If you saw it without the, you know, you couldn't really tell what it was because the car seat was on it. But I mean, and again, he was a big baby. So I wanted to make sure something was super, super sturdy when we made the actual prototype with the engineer and the manufacturer, super sturdy. And it's just funny how you just, if you never know unless you try. So it's, you know, if we would have never even tried these little things out from the supplies we got from Home Depot or things like that, then I could have easily just been like, oh, that's a good idea, but somebody else will think of it. And I think a lot of people do that. And they could be sitting on an idea that could help a lot of other parents out or help people out with what they're making. And yeah, I just always tell people to go for it if they ever have an idea.
Exactly. Figure it out on the way like you guys did.
Yeah.
That's so cool. So, I mean, you guys went through about 5-6 prototypes. How long did it take from beginning to end to actually launch the product once you guys got to the final stages?
It was a year, which is aggressive in the sense of usually it probably takes longer than that. But I had my mindset. We had gone to a baby show in Chicago. We're not far from Chicago. And it was a Chicago baby show. We went in the fall after we had the idea. And I said, we're going to be here next year. We're going to have a booth. We're going to have the finished product. That's the goal, is to be at this show. And we did. We, a year later, we're at the show. We had a booth. And I think it's also setting those goals, whether it's a big goal like that or a small goal, because I think the statistic is you're 70% more likely to reach that goal if you write it down, say it out loud, really, you know, dedicate your time and energy into wanting to reach that goal. And usually, almost any time I've done that, things happen. Even if it's not the way I want it to happen, things do happen when I write them down or I put them in front of me or I put it on my fridge. Or same with Shark Tank. I put pictures like all over when we didn't know if we were going to make it on or not. But it's just one of those things of I think it's something where you're just kind of, it's always on your mind and your brain kind of finds ways for it to happen, you know?
Exactly. You figure out a way.
Yeah.
And that's what's pretty cool, because you guys, it took a year. You were so patient in between. And then you guys launched, well, you went to that event for the babies. How much did you guys sell from that event? Or did you guys just kind of...
The baby, I don't even remember, but the baby shows are more too of kind of just getting the word out there. We were kind of just announcing our brand. But we did sell product there. I don't remember how much, but we hadn't even, I mean, at that point we just had our website. We weren't on Amazon yet. We weren't, you know, online with any retailers or anything. So it was just kind of saying, hey, this is our product. We're out in this market now. And it was scary. And of course, there's always people that, and people to this day, as we've grown, are, you know, that product is dumb. I would never use that with my kids. I would never, even friends or family, that I would never use that. Well, good, because we don't need everybody to use it. You know, we just need some people to use it. It's not for everybody, just like anything. You know, not everybody's going to want to buy this coat, you know, and that's okay because I like it. So it's something where I think people also think, well, what if nobody likes it? Well, what if they do? You know, what if they do? And you have a product that people buy, and you just have to believe in yourself and believe in your product and know that if you know that it works and you know that people could use it and it could benefit them, who cares what other people think? It's none of your business what other people are thinking. It's not.
Exactly. We're going to get to this part next, but I think you guys launched in August 2018.
Well, I think you froze.
You guys made a lot of money that year, I believe, like 220,000, I think it was, in sales. That's a lot. That's a great like push to say, hey, this is a product that's in demand.
Oh, I'm sorry. You froze for a minute and you're still frozen. Dang.
Can you see me?
Okay. Now I can.
Okay, cool. No, Lindsay, like you guys mentioned, I think in August, 2018 is when you actually launched and started selling. I think on Shark Tank, you guys mentioned you made like $220,000, around that range.
Yes. I'm like, I feel like we had to crunch so many numbers and do so much for the whole Shark Tank process that now, even that was a couple years ago, my brain's like, you know, it's like I can't even remember all the statistics we did, but we, yes. If that's what we said, then that's what we definitely did, because we had it all completely fine tuned for the show.
Fine tuned for the show. Exactly. So you guys, you mentioned you put stuff on the wall. What was your goal to get on Shark Tank? You said, was that one of the objectives? I mean,
it's funny because my goal was really looking into getting into retail and getting into Amazon and things like that, because all of that just takes a lot of time. Retail is super, super, super difficult for any product to get into. And so my main goal first was Bye Bye Baby when we first got because that's when Bye Bye Baby was open. And I thought, okay, this is a baby store. So it's at, we got onto the Bye Bye Baby website when I was in the hospital with my second born, who's now four. I was in the hospital, gave birth to him, and Bye Bye Baby, after almost like probably a year of trying to get in there, said we would be on the website. And we had, I was doing things in the hospital bed to finalize that. But wow. As far as the Shark Tank thing, my husband's the one that said, just do it. This was during, you know, the pandemic had started and whatever. And I just didn't want anything to do with Shark Tank. I'm like, first of all, I could never walk down that aisle. You know, I couldn't do it. I would freak out. Even though I'm a theater major, that just freaked me out for some reason. And so I'm like, fine, we'll fill it out. So we filled it out. They called us the next day. And I was like, oh my gosh. So the process though is literally like another job. It's a lot of work. There's a lot of paperwork. You don't know you're going to be even on the show or airing until, we didn't know we were going to be airing our episode until 2 weeks before it aired. We had a whole wait period from August until March. So,
oh, wow. We
talk about testing your patience and an anxiety level being like up to here. So my husband's the one that pushed us to do it. But then once we were going through the process is when I started putting the pictures up all over and knowing we're doing this. If I'm going to do this, I'm going to do this. You know, I'm not going to put all this effort in and, you know, it's not going to happen. So I'm going to do whatever it takes. I'm going to be over the top, you know, during this pitch. I'm going to be, and so we, because it was during the pandemic, my dad and I had to tape ourselves and do, everything was through cameras. Everything was through Zooms. We even, when we finally got the okay that we were going to pitch the Sharks, it was 24 hours before we went and we were gone for 9 days. And this was in Vegas. So there was a bubbled off part of the Venetian, I believe it was. And so for 9 days, my dad was in a different room. I was in a different room and we practiced our pitch through Zoom, even with the producers and everything. So we didn't see each other, my dad and I, until we walked out an hour before pitching to the Sharks. So it was crazy. But I even wrote down, you know, we will get an offer. You know, I wrote it like all over the hotel. We will get an offer on air and all that. I really do believe in writing things down and just looking at it and seeing it. And if you don't get that goal, you'll get something closer to it, in my opinion.
Yeah, hands down. Wow, that's amazing. Quick turnaround, 24 hours, and you're like, oh, I got to go to the show.
And I had two small kids. I had three kids at home, but I had two that were 2 and 4. And so my husband was like, okay. And we couldn't leave the hotel room either for the 9 days. Like, I couldn't even go get ice or anything. Because really? So we, you know, there we are at the hotel seeing people in like a pool, you know, in Vegas. And I'm just like, I want to be out there. You know?
Oh, but my gosh.
It was all worth it. It was worth it in the end.
Yeah, every little bit. I'm so happy to hear about that. So, I mean, that was the process to get on Shark Tank, which is pretty cool. But how was it like walking down that hall? You've seen the show, like you've been on it, obviously. We all seen it. But just walking down those steps and you see the sharks just right in front of you.
It was terrifyingly amazing, if that makes sense at all. And I feel like I almost kind of blacked out the whole time because on the episode, my like neck's all red and it's more of, I just wanted to make it through kind of. And I already knew I kind of had to be the over the top one because it's a show, you know, it is a TV show. So they want it to be, you got to be more, you know, put it out there. And so I was kind of that one out of my dad and I. He's a little more introverted and in a good way. and so I just, we practiced so much. We practiced that I knew that I would get out there and I'd be very nervous, that we knew that we would not mess up if we went out there because we did it so much. We practiced until I could say it in my sleep. So that's another thing with anything that you want to do, to just practice literally makes perfect. I mean, you can never be overly prepared. You can never, with business especially, preparation is truly the key to success, in my opinion. We had all the numbers down. We had everything that they couldn't question us with something where we didn't know an answer, in my opinion. Mm-hmm. But walking down that aisle was just crazy. And then you have to stand there and wait for a couple of minutes until they tell you to go. So that was the hardest part too, was that they're just staring at you and you're just standing there. I don't know. But I also made it a point to look at each of them when I was talking in the eye. And I'm just very grateful for all that they told us in there, because they show maybe 10 minutes of our episode. We're in there for maybe, and ours wasn't, we weren't in there as long as some people have been, maybe 45 minutes. So while we're in there, they all, first of all, I'm very grateful. They were all very, very kind to us. But they also got the idea right away. They all loved it. They all got the idea, and they all gave us advice that we implemented right away. I mean, literally, like things like Mark Cuban said, you should go into grocery. You should, you know, and we did. We implemented right away. We got into Kroger stores a few months after that. Harris Teeter stores down south. So just little things that we took from all of them and implemented into our business. And we said ahead of time, if for some reason we don't, you know, get a deal, I just want to just kind of soak everything in that they say to benefit our brand and our company.
Exactly. You did that to the T. Let me tell you, Lindsay, like I've seen the episode over and over, like you guys, the pitch was perfect, like to the point, like everyone understood what it was. So I think you guys did a great job pitching the Sharks.
Thank you. Yeah, it was, it just, you know, and even I kind of being somebody that likes to be in control, I'm like, Dad, I'll do the thing. I'll put it on. And they're the producers and stuff are like, no, let him do it. You know, let him do it. I'm like, okay. Cause I was the one with the baby with the babies that I knew how, cause I've used it now with all three of my sons where I just can do it, you know, blindfolded, putting it on and all that. So it all worked out really good.
Exactly. So for those who haven't seen it, who did you end up getting a deal with at the end of that pitch?
So we did, spoiler alert. Okay. It's been a couple of years. We got three offers from Daniel Lebetsky, who I love him too. Him, Robert, and then Lori. And we went with Lori on air, and they're all just great. That was probably the hardest thing. It's like, mm-hmm. You don't even expect sometimes you're going to get one offer, you know, and it's like, then you got the three, the three, and we're like, and you have just a matter of seconds to kind of, you know, like talk. And, so we went with Lori because I had written her name down too. Like if Lori makes an offer, I want to go with Lori. She's worked with baby products before, and she's great. They're great. You know, we did the on air deal with her, and, it's the whole Shark Tank experience. I would do it again if I could. It would just, in general, just getting out of my comfort zone, my dad getting out of his comfort zone in itself, even if we wouldn't have gotten offers, was worth it. 100%.
Oh, yeah, I bet. So, I mean, even after you got... So what have you guys been doing since Shark Tank then? Like, to grow the business? Like, what was the steps in between that?
So we have our boogie bracelets we've launched. We have been working on getting, we haven't even done any marketing for that since they've been out. So we're working with that. And then we have iPhone holders, iPad holders. We have our brand is actually TB Industries. So Totes Babies falls under that umbrella of TB Industries. So we're bringing in products just for Amazon that we've started that we're slowly bringing in little things onto just Amazon to sell under that TB Industries. And we're just thinking of new ideas and inventions to bring into the company. For me, our goal that I want for us is to stay within the baby category with the car seat carrier and some other things that we're bringing in, but then move into other categories as well outside of the baby category. That's my goal. And we're thinking of ideas all the time. Some are just not good ideas, but they're still ideas that could eventually from that could become something. So it's almost just brainstorming off and on ideas that no, that's good. No, that's not. That's good. That, you know, and not every idea is a hero, you know, not every idea is a good idea, but it could get you to a really good idea.
Cool. So TB Industries, I like it. Mm-hmm. What exactly is the boogie bracelet?
The boogie bracelet, I thought I had one by me. It's actually just a little keychain. There's three different colors, and each little ball opens up, and you can put different little treats in it. You could, like, for kids, you could, like, a mom could clip it onto her diaper bag or her purse and keep little kids' snacks in it, or you could put little mints in it or hair ties or things like that. A lot of tweens like it, like little, like, kids like to put it on their backpacks and put little trinkets in it. People use it for their dogs. They put it on their dog leash and put little dog treats or dog bags in it. So it's kind of one of those things that we're still working on. That's why we haven't done marketing for it yet. We're trying to figure out exactly where, what category it's going to go to, into, and it's going to go to probably go into different, some different categories.
Gotcha. No, that definitely makes sense. For people who don't know, for Totes Baby, it's the shopping. It's the easiest shopping experience you ever be for a parent. It holds up to 75 pounds, I believe.
Yes.
And, and I mean, any baby can sit in it. Just, you know.
Right. Oh, yeah. So it's any car seat from age zero, so from a newborn until they're 1 year old, where they transition into the convertible car seat. And it holds up to 75 pounds. It has a safety strap. It adjusts to larger carts as big as, you know, Costco, Sam's Club, down to smaller carts like CVS. So you can then have full shopping cart access to the shopping cart and get all the groceries that you need. And that's our main baby product right now is the Totes Baby's car seat carrier. And then we're kind of just sprinkling in the different smaller items and baby items, and then branching into some housewares and things just through TB Industries. And we've just scratched the surface. So we've got a lot going on.
Oh, that's pretty cool though. Where can they find the Totes Baby? Like, where are you guys located?
We have our website, totesbabies.com. We are on Amazon and Macy's, Best Buy Canada, Walmart, and I'm probably forgetting one, but we're out there.
We're out there.
Just Google Totes Babies too. You'll find for sure Amazon.
Yeah, I'll have the link below, guys. You guys can check that out. Anyone who has a newborn, a baby stage up to one, this is a product you definitely need. We use it.
Power gift, because exactly. It's something you don't know you need until you need it. Pretty much.
Exactly. And you can fit mountains of groceries underneath the Totes Baby as well. Like, it's crazy.
Right.
It's a great product. Great product.
Thank you. Thank you guys for using it. Your son is adorable. Adorable. I feel like I knew you guys. Like, and I've never met you in real life, but I feel like I have with your wife. I feel like your wife
is more
in there a little bit. She's so sweet, and I love seeing all that you guys are doing.
We appreciate it. Yeah, she loves you. Thank you so much. Like, Lindsay, I just want to say though, like, for as a mom, an entrepreneur, a businesswoman, I give like kudos. Like, I give your flowers basically, because it's not easy. You have three kids. You're running a business, successful business. You've been on air. You're just scaling and growing, and you're being a mom. Like, it's so much work, but you women are so built for it, for everything. And I just think you guys don't get enough credit. You know, my wife, you as a mom, every woman out there that has, you know, kids and that's working hard and trying to build a business. Like, I think you're a great inspiration for all women out there.
Thank you. So thank you. I know it's, if it were easy, it'd be sleazy, but it's you know, every day it keeps me on my toes, because every day is something new. And it's, I think that's why I say too, that I feel that parents or moms are sometimes the best inventors, because we have to be on our toes all the time and we have to multitask all the time. So it's more of finding, you know, solutions to problems, because we're finding solutions to problems all day long. You know, where are my shoes? Where, you know, I spilled on my shirt. Where's this? Where's my folder for school? You know, and we, you know, it's just without even thinking. So, but thank you for that. That means a lot. I really appreciate that. Thank you.
Yeah. No, I mean, you don't get enough credit. I don't think any of you guys do, but, I just wanted to say that personally. And, like what Lindsay, you mentioned about expanding into, you know, TB Industries and coming up with different products. What else is on the list for you personally for the rest of the year and next year?
I think for sure I'd have to look at my little, I usually redo my little dream board, you know, and people laugh about that. But again, it's more of just looking at it all the time and knowing this is what I want to do. Getting into another big retailer would be big for one of my goals. And so I really truly believe that we will be in another larger retailer by 2024 with the Totes Babies car seat carrier. I know we'll have a new product that we will personally invent in 2024. And just, there's so many outlets now, as annoying as it can be with social media. If you have a product, there is no reason why you cannot sell that product some way, unless it's just not working out for people. I mean, because there's TikTok shop, there's Amazon, there's social media, there's, you know, just in general, even alone, as much as TikTok drives me nuts, the TikTok shop, people are doing very well with it. And it's almost like a free QVC for people, you know, to kind of show people what you're doing. I'm still trying to navigate all that. But I think it's just something of just getting into more retailers for, and I'm just kind of, you know, forecasting for 2024, because it's, we still have just a couple months, but we've been planting so many seeds that I think that anybody with a business know that just because you're not where you want to be now, if you're planting those seeds, they will come to harvest. I guarantee you in the next 6 months, 8 months, 9 months, if you are planting those seeds. So you think, oh, I'm doing all these things, nothing's happening. It's not going to happen right away. You've got to wait and be patient and keep doing the do for it to come about. And so all these seeds we've been planting now in 2023, I know are coming about because everything we planted last year have come about now, if that makes sense. So I'm excited for the new year. I'm excited for the end of this year. And I think just bringing in the new Amazon products too will be a very big thing for us.
Cool. Well said. So I think one of the things you mentioned was very important was if you have a product or something that you're selling, you need to find ways to sell it. You mentioned TikTok shop, but what has been working that well for you guys as far as selling online?
Amazon's huge. As much as people don't like Amazon, I know Amazon takes a big cut of people's, you know, it takes a big cut, but you gotta just, you can't fight it. It is what it is. And we're working with it. We're doing little things like with the Totes Babies car seat carrier. We're making it teensy bit smaller. That gives us more wiggle room with getting a little bit of money back for the product. So it's just finding ways to work with what you've got. Working with Amazon, figure out TikTok shop. If you have a product, like I feel that people think, oh, it's TikTok, I don't want to do it. A lot of people are on TikTok. It is what it is. Use the social media platform for your product the best you can. Don't compare yourself to other people's things because that's what people do on social media. It's not going to benefit you at all. There? Don't scroll through TikTok and watch videos. Get on TikTok and sell your product and then get off.
Exactly. I agree.
And same with just even now with Facebook, Instagram, you can, you know, tag your products on there. And I think it's just literally sell wherever you can, as far as there's so many outlets for it now. It's not just a website. You have so many platforms. You have Gromit, Fair, you have Amazon, there's just a lot. And it's just about educating yourself, but also not spending a boatload of money on it. If you're able to hire up and have somebody help you with it, we have somebody help us with it, but you don't need to spend a ton of money on having somebody help you. Really educate yourself or ask around with other people that are doing what you want to be doing. Because most people I know, like myself, that run a business, I am always here to help people that are starting a business or growing a business, because you learn from other people's mistakes too, you know, knowing what not to do, what to do. And so if you know somebody in business that's doing what you want to be doing or doing what you're trying to do, ask them questions or ask people that know that. It'll keep you from probably making the same mistakes.
Exactly. And it's like a shortcut basically. And then you can just kind of learn from it and build upon it.
Right.
Well said.
Right.
Well said. So for someone who has a patent, like how important is for someone that comes up with a product, how they should apply for a patent? Like how important is that long term, I guess? Yeah. Like, do you think it's important to have that if you have a product that's unique, different?
What's your take on that? I think that because even we have, I think, 6 patents right now, 5 or 6 on the car seat carrier.
Nice.
I'd have to double check because a couple are patent pending, but patent pending still keeps you from having somebody copy that. However, people can do even small little tweaks to things and copy your product. My whole thing, and I think it was Sarah Blakely from Spanx said, when people were starting to copy her product, she said, I could kind of go out there and sue all these people and do this and put all my energy into fighting that or just keep growing my business, you know? Mm-hmm. So that's how I think too. I'm like, if somebody's going to take the time to copy things or do that, then of course you want to have the patents set because they can't make it identical. However, I just need to focus my energy on growing the business, growing the company for myself, for my kids someday, if they want to, you know, maybe take over the business or anything like that. But I think that it is important for the patents, but it's not something to only focus all that energy on that, if that makes sense.
Yeah, no, that makes sense. That makes sense. Cause a lot of people, again, focus on the patent, but build your business, right? And everything else will kind of fall in line.
So and once you get that patent pending, it takes a while to get the patent, but you're still secured with the patent pending for a year. I believe it's a year. So then you can at least just keep growing your business and you have that in place. But I would recommend people to do that right away because then you can continue to grow the business and have the patent pending while you're waiting for the patent. And even if the patent doesn't go through for some reason, we haven't had that happen, but if it doesn't, at least you had that year.
Right.
Patent pending, you know?
Exactly. So, that makes sense.
Yeah.
Okay, cool. Lindsay, let's see, I always ask these questions, but before I get that, what's the best way for someone to reach out to you to learn more about,
you froze again for a minute.
Oh, can you see me? Hear me?
Yeah.
Awesome. What's the best way for people to reach out to you as far as learning about Totes Baby or anything else like business, entrepreneurship? Like you've been through it all. Like, what's the best place for them to reach out to you?
Go to totesbabies.com, orders@totesbabies.com, and just ask for me. Ask for Lindsay. I'm usually always around to help out. Our social media, you could reach out at Totes Babies on TikTok, Instagram, Facebook. We're just at Totes Babies. And anytime you message on there, I'll get the memo at some point. It'll filter to me somehow if you ask for me. But we also have a great book that just came out, and it's The Secrets of Success, Women Inventors. Mm. And Edith, who wrote the book, got a bunch of us women inventors, and it's our stories in the book. And it's now on Barnes & Noble and Amazon. And Totes Babies is chapter 1, which is really cool. So it's our Totes Babies story that I helped with that chapter. And it's really cool to see all these women inventors and their stories. And if there's any, just anybody in general working on a new product or an invention or anything like that, the book has so much information in it. I'm still reading it with all these other women inventors and some other Shark Tank entrepreneurs too. So I highly recommend that book that just came out too.
Oh, really? I will have that in the notes, guys. Women, anyone, check it out. Secrets of Success, right?
Yes. Yep.
Cool. Women Inventors, chapter 1, Totes Babies. Got to read it. I'll have the notes below. That's really cool. But yeah, Lindsay, thank you so much. Again, I like to ask this question for every guest, but I can never remember the question. To end the episode, what keeps you going every day when you feel like you want to give up?
Oh, my kids, for sure. My kids. Well, I mean, I can't give up because they're, I mean, they're always right there. No, just knowing that my kids are watching me and knowing that, I mean, as parents, we know, or we don't know or realize sometimes that they're really watching us and they mimic us. And whether that's good or bad some days for me, but they're watching us and they don't know what I'm doing now, but everything I do is for them. So as much as I do, I am a person that loves to work. I like to challenge myself, but I keep going and doing this truly for them and truly just to show them that you can do literally anything you put your mind to. I mean, anything. If they said they wanted to fly to the moon, I'd say, okay, you know, like, yeah, let's start this. Let's do this. because it literally, you could do anything you put your mind to. So truly my kids are just keeps me going, my faith, my family. So it's all just, and just taking things a day at a time. I know people say that a lot, but with any business, with any parent, every day is different, especially as a parent. So just taking everything a day at a time, not looking too far ahead, not looking too far behind. And I'm still a work in progress with that. I need to take my own advice half the time.
No, you're doing amazing. You're doing great.
Thank you.
Well, that's a good way to put it. Thank you so much, Lindsay. Again, if you guys have any questions, comments, concerns, let me know. I can divert you to Lindsay and so forth. And again, read her part of her book that she's involved in, Secrets of Success, Women Inventors, and Totes Babies. If you are a parent, please, please, please buy it. If your kid's a baby, you will need it. Trust me. We've used it. It works wonders. But yeah, that's pretty much it, guys. Until the next episode, peace out.